Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
From a fundamental standpoint, it was a good first period for the Waterloo Blackhawks. The second allowed the Hawks to take the lead, even though there were some troubling trends. And the third, well, that's when things unraveled for the Waterloo Blackhawks tonight. The Stars score five times in the third period to defeat the Hawks, 5-4, coming from behind repeatedly to get that outcome at the icebox. Our postgame scoring summary presented tonight by the folks at Ted's Home and Hardware. In that opening period, no scoring. The Hawks limited Lincoln to four shots on goal. The Stars would have 15 in the second and 20 in the third. So you get the idea that that opening period was much different in character than the game as it would be played the rest of the way. The Hawks got the opening goal tonight, 2:32 into the second period. Garrett Shifsky capitalizing during a Blackhawk power play. Wiley starts away from deep in his own zone, comes out through center, steers to the Stars line for Shifsky, stops on the right wing boards. He's surrounded there, gets help though, and now Wiley shakes it back to Shifsky with more room, to Wiley in the deep slot. Wiley back for Shifsky, steps in and shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Garrett Shifsky low to the glove side, and Cameron Whitehead never saw it. It's a power play goal. Shifsky's team leading 16th goal of the season at 2:32. Cooper Wiley assisted on the play. And then the Blackhawks made it 2-0 at 9:30 of the second period, 7 minutes later. Rossi into the offensive end on his backhand, turning and trying to leave the puck for Jake Schneider. Couldn't get there in time. And then Rossi, right wing corner, recovers the puck. Hawks changing defenseman. Rossi to the slot for a try. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Whitehead got a lot of that puck, but it had enough to trickle through him somehow and across the goal line. And at 9:30 of the second period, Jake Rossi has given the Blackhawks a 2-0 lead. Jake Rossi, his second goal of the season from Cam Van Sickle. And it was a 2-0 score that held through the remainder of the second and into the third. And the Hawks began the third period on a power play. But that's where things started to go wrong. A minute and 35 seconds into the third period, the Stars got control of the puck and a shorthanded breakaway, which Lucas Wallen capitalized on, putting a shot up over Jack Williams' left shoulder. That made it 2-1, and you had a sense that the Stars were really coming after that 15-shot-on-goal second period to get back within one on a shorthanded score. They certainly took some momentum from that, and then they tied the game up at 2:50 of the third period. The first of two goals for Doug Grimes near the front of the net, knocking the puck across the goal line. Dalton Norris and Max Scott assisted on the goal for Grimes. Waterloo went to a power play. There was an offsetting call, and the teams were skating 4-on-4 with a Lincoln power play looming, but Waterloo retook the lead at 5:54 of the third period. Jake Schneider's going to chase this down in the Star zone. Sharp angle try. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Jake Schneider beats Cameron Whitehead from a sharp angle. Whitehead still down at the post to his left, trying to figure how that one trickled through. Schneider's second goal of the season, a 4-on-4 score. Officially at the moment, it's unassisted. I think there will be an assist added to Connor Schneider, and the Hawks were ahead 3-2. But Lincoln scored during a subsequent power play, not the one that began after the 4-on-4 time ended, but the Hawks went shorthanded immediately after that, and Lincoln capitalized to tie it at 3 at 8:45. Dalton Norris firing in a puck from the right circle. It was a setup created by Lucas Wallen and Luke Johnson. Norris, a power play scoring aficionado from the blue line, but got this one from well inside the right wing circle, and the two teams were even up again at 3. The Hawks would take one more lead with their second power play conversion of the night. Wiley one more time for Waterloo. Starts left, then goes back to his right. Got it across the line for Connor Brown. Shielding the puck in the right wing corner. Trying to drop it back and finds Shifsky at the dot. Then to the side of the net. Here's Fust. Back for Shifsky. Back to the boards on the right wing side. Fed it into Brown. He scores! Connor Brown lets go of one from the hash mark of the right wing circle. Here come the Hawks. Second power play goal of the game. Waterloo back in front, 4-3. Fourth goal of the season for Brown. Second in as many games, assisted by Garrett Shifsky and Ray Fust. And the Blackhawks were ahead 4-3 with only about 8.5 minutes left in the game. But they could not hold that lead. The Stars crashing the Blackhawks' net for the goals that would tie it and then give them their only lead of the night. Doug Grimes, the first of those two goals at 13:20, his second goal of the game. Noah Laba assisting, and Henry Nelson also an assist. It was Nelson's initial shot that created the rebound chance to be scored by Grimes. And then Usado scoring on a rebound with 2 minutes and 33 seconds left to play. It was at least the second chance, maybe the third chance in the sequence, which Sato poked in. Mason Marcellus and Griffin Jarecki, the assists on that goal, which broke the 4-4 tie and ultimately gave the Stars a 5-4 win. The Hawks take the loss despite a 2-for-5 night on the power play. The Stars 1-for-4 on their power play chances, but arguably the biggest goal in the game was the shorthanded score for Lincoln in the second minute of the third period. That really started to turn the momentum the Stars' way. And the shots on goal, which had been limited for Lincoln early, ended up limited for the Hawks late. Even though they scored twice in the third period, they were held to just 5 shots on net in the final 20 minutes. The Stars had 20 in the third, and the game totals 39 shots on goal for Lincoln to 21 for Waterloo. Jack Williams takes the loss, 34 saves on 39 shots tonight. The win to Cameron Whitehead. He gets the victory with 17 saves on 21 Blackhawks shots. Both goaltenders among the leaders in the USHL in save percentage, but both of those save percentages take a hit in this one. That's our post-game scoring summary at the Icebox. It's presented by the folks at Ted's Home and Hardware. Find the solution to a wide range of vehicle engine problems with one 12-ounce bottle of fuel injector and carburetor cleaner from CRC Industries. With regular use, prevent hard starts, rough idling, knocks, pings, excessive emissions, and more. Fuel injector and carburetor cleaner from CRC, available at Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. A game that slipped away, a night where the Blackhawks had leads and well into the third period on top, but not able to bring any points back from Lincoln, and the Hawks one win in a stretch of 3 consecutive road games before 5 in a row at home starting Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.